Kick off your boots and turn it up.
Turn up the volume. It's the weekend.
It's time for New Local Country First.
I love listening to the radio while I'm driving. It gives me a chance to explore new music and also just helps pass the time.
You're kicking country on
Buck 92.3,
where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. And MyMichiganPodcast.com. You can check out all the past episodes of Kickin' Country and Keepin' Local right there on MyMichiganPodcast.com. Today with me, I have Justin Judge, who's a local guy from Gratiot, Isabella County area. Justin, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's finally nice to get some nicer weather here in Michigan and get out and hear some local country music and local music just in general as well. So, ready for some questions?
Absolutely.
How did you first get into country music?
I feel like the cliche thing would be like, oh, hey, I grew up around this, around my parents or this or that. But to be honest, I grew up on like rock, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Leonard Skinner, who I think later on would be considered a Southern rock.
Yep.
Which I think you hear a lot in the nowadays country.
Yeah.
But I was actually at my sister's house down in Lansing, and I heard the song Homeboy by Eric Church. And this is right after I picked up my guitar and starting to learn to play. I was like, if I'm going to do this, I don't want to sing about things I'm not actually doing. And I heard that song, which I think has like a double meaning for me, of like homeboy, like come home. Yeah. But just also just in this big picture way too, of like almost like a calling. Like if song could be a calling, it was that.
Hey y'all, this is Justin Judge, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
No smoky bar on the outskirts of town. It's filled with the cigarette smoke of a neon chasing crowd. Behind a hard day's work, behind a nice cold beer. Guess I do it different around here. Taking it easy, we don't need life to come too fast. Spend Monday to Friday on our feet just to busting our backs. Don't need no big shot suit and tie telling us how it goes. When he hasn't worked a day in my soul. Living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on a Friday night lights. Fall down, but we get back up and fight. Yeah, me and my kind. Yeah, me and my kind. We don't care about that Wall Street or how it performs. Cause we got mom and pops running the local stores. And don't preach to me about how we're family. Tell you what. In these shoes, it's it. Living paycheck to paycheck, baby, getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on a Friday night lights. We fall down, but we get back. Paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on the Friday night lights. We fall down, but we get back up and fight. Yeah, me and my kind. Yeah, me and my kind. Oh.
Kickin' Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hi, this is Greg from Jean's Power Equipment in Coleman. If you're looking for a zero-turn mower that delivers professional results every time you cut, then you need to see Exmark. Exmark mowers are built for incredible cut quality, commercial grade durability, and the power to handle just about any property with ease. Whether you're a homeowner with a large yard or someone who mows for a living, Exmark is built to help you finish faster, cut cleaner, and ride more comfortably. Stop into Jeans and see why so many professionals trust Exmark. And right now, we also have great deals on Hustler zero-turn mowers. Hustler built the world's first zero-turn mower, and they still build some of the fastest, toughest machines on the market today. Save big on select Hustler models, including the Dash, Raptor, and Fast Track series. These are prior year models, so once they're gone, they're gone. Stop into Jeans Power Equipment in Coleman today and gear up for this mowing season.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Justin Judge. What is your songwriting process like? Lyrics first or melodies first?
Again, depends. It's on the day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have a guitar or a melody in my head, but I have words. I'll get those put down, then I'll go home and pick up guitar or hum something.
Yeah.
Other times I have my guitar and I'm strumming this. I'm going, man, this sounds cool, but I have words, and all of a sudden, you know, you start working it together. And so, you know, I feel like some people have this very assembly line like way of doing it, but that's just not how I do it. I try to keep it as creative and inspiring and instantaneous. Is that the word? Is that how you say it? Instantaneous?
Something like that.
You know, where it's just, it's there, and I want to act on it when it's there.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when you get the most meaning from it.
What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
You know, that goes for just where you're seeing it at. You know, if you're coming to Carson City, like I said, you're going to get a storytelling. You know, you tell me a story and how it might connect to this song, and I'll tell you mine, and just kind of like a community building.
Yeah.
You show up to the cabin, it's definitely a little more, I'm just going to play music, we're going to have a good time, drink, and yeah, be friends. And, you know, I've really tried to gather the idea of, I want to bring the atmosphere of like, you're just sitting in my living room or you're like sitting in my front yard as I'm picking on the porch. Like
yeah.
I kind of try to bring the atmosphere. Like I want everybody to kind of just feel at home, at ease, enjoy themselves.
Just have a good time.
Share why we're all here. I mean, I feel like we're all connected in some kind of way, and just to get that out and share and build a community, not just around my music. Like I don't want to sound self-centered, but a community in which you could reach out to somebody that you saw at a show and have friends and maybe tell them something, you know, about what's going on, or, you know, just a whole band of people that you can just count on.
Yeah. Do you remember your first live performance?
It was horrible. I'm not going to lie. Forgetting the words, and definitely was not ready for that. But at the same time, looking back, that's probably the most influential moment in my career.
Yeah.
Doing this, you know, that was
nerves got the best of you, huh?
Oh, absolutely. But it was okay, can I get back up there on the next song and do it again?
Yeah.
You know, so many people, they mess up the first song and they quit. And, you know, looking back, that was that moment. I guess that could almost be a defining moment that, you know, we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a choice I made to get back up and next week, go to that same place, do it again.
Yeah.
Until I got it.
What's been your most memorable show so far?
Man, there's so many, though. To pick just one, downtown Mount Pleasant back in 2017 with a gentleman named Brandon Ray was absolutely killer. I mean, there was probably a couple thousand people there, and just me and a guitar opening up the show. That was super cool. And that's one of them moments where I've watched so many people do it and wanted to be up there, and now I was the one up there.
Uh-huh.
Just this last February, got to open up, well, not open, I was actually more like closing. John Morgan, who is right now one of the biggest writers out there in Nashville.
Yeah.
Who's wrote for Jason Aldean and all these other people, and now he's doing a solo thing. Like, getting to go there and just hang out with him before the show and talk to him and then play right after he got off doing his acoustic set was just, the energy was unreal.
Uh-huh.
So those, you know, big national act shows, I feel like kind of take that precedent, but I've had shows like the cabin on New Year's Eve where, you know, again, this is this community of people who, you know, it made it hard to believe that they were, most of them were there for me.
Yeah.
And then I also, when I did my Me and My Kind music video, that was another, because I did a show right after. And I remember driving up there thinking nobody was going to show up for this music video. I did a call to action on Facebook. Hey, if you want to be a part of this, come out. And I was really thinking nobody was going to be there.
Yeah.
And when they were kicking people out of the building to get me and the video guy in, and there was a line outside, that was just crazy.
Yeah.
And you can see the energy in the music video too. Just like, these people were behind me, and that's kind of a surreal feeling sometimes.
Yeah. If these next couple of questions, next few questions are some of my favorite ones that I've been asking everyone. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be? I probably know who it would be, but you go ahead and tell us.
Oh, Eric Church all day long.
Yep.
I mean, but I honestly could really say, though, that John Morgan was like, John Morgan's like my second place person. So I already got to check off one of them boxes, you know, and that was super cool.
Now here's
Eric Church is the number one box by a long shot.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. Yeah. This is like probably one of my favorite questions to ask. Road trip snack of choice.
Ooh, hey, that's a good one. It depends. Sometimes if we're going sweets, man, I really like sweet tarts.
Yeah.
A little sweet and sour. But if you're going salty, I got to have French fries. I swear, like every show I order French fries.
I did see that. Is it the American Legion there in between Claire and Farwell there?
Correct. Yep.
You were eating them cold because they came out and you had to get back up there and play. And so after the show, I remember you come over and you sat with us for a bit and sitting there eating cold French fries.
Absolutely. French fries are my, like, probably the number one thing, and sweet tarts like a close number two.
Yeah. Favorite country song of all time?
I can't pick one. I think that depends on the mood, the day, and what it's like outside.
I always go back to Garth Brooks' A Dance. That's one I always go back to.
Pretty sure that was my graduating class song. I feel like I have to go back and look at that. If they listen to this, I'm sorry, guys. I'm disappointing you.
Yeah.
But no, I can't say off the top of my head, you know, because some days, you know, if you're in the more down type feeling, it's a different song than on the good days. But lately, I've really resonated with actually going with Jordan Davis, like I said earlier, Church in the Chevy, you know, just talking about getting out and taking time, you know, whether you're a religious person or not. Me, I'm religious. So
yeah,
I'll argue that sometimes I feel closer on a back road on a Sunday morning than I do in a pew.
Yep.
For other people, it might just be being close to themselves without all that outside noise.
Yeah.
Where they can just go sit and just reflect on everything. And I think right now that song is probably the closest one for me.
Okay. We're going to get into some closing questions right now. What is the biggest goal you're chasing right now?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've reached it 100%. You know, everyone wants to shoot for the stars and I want to sell stadiums and sell out the concert halls.
Mm-hmm.
That was never my mission at all. My mission was support a family doing what I like.
Yep.
And that's music. And yes, I still have a day job, but that was more or less for something to do more than like needing it.
A little bit of income coming in through the day job when you're not out playing music, right?
Right. Well, that's what I like to say, where I feel like I've reached that goal is because I don't need that day job to pay my bills. Like I've reached that point where music is paying my bills.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people get to say that. So, you know, I know some people probably like, oh, sell stadiums and play here. Like I said, Red Rocks would be cool, but
the pressure,
you know, if I had to get
the pressure, right. You know, because, you know, you get somewhere that big, you know, say doing a nationwide tour of the United States or whatever, you get that big, you got to worry about all the people that you got to bring along for the crew and making sure they're getting paid. And, you know, I agree. I don't know if I'd want the big hassle of, you know, putting on a big tour like that, you know, just, you know, I agree with you, you know, let me play some local joints and, you know, make sure my belly's full, my kids are full, and a roof over my head. So I agree with you.
Maybe a little extra at the end.
Yeah.
You know, plus I like to shop at Walmart or Meijer, you know, and if you're that big, you can't even go to the grocery store with someone having to.
Yeah. You got to pay someone to go to the grocery store for you. Or
absolutely. Not about that life. I like going out.
Yeah. And not many people bugging you too much or, you know, what advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
Bet on yourself. Don't necessarily. I think I had to learn that the long way. you know, but it definitely right now, it's how I ended up where I'm at now is I was working a job that actually paid very, very well. And I said, I'm tired of being gone all day. I'm tired of going to work before the kids go, you know, before the kids even get up for school and coming home and they're going to bed. And that's not fair to them.
Yeah.
You know, and so for me, it was that on myself. And I said, you know what? I tried another job out after that job and that didn't work out because I was tied to a computer and a phone and still couldn't go outside and play catch.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I want to do what I know how to do. And I'm going to bet on myself that there is no plan B.
Yeah.
If I go out there and this is plan A and I'm going to work this and do what I can, that's any advice I give anybody for anything, not just an artist.
Yeah.
If you want to do like trade work, then do it and no plan B.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be an electrician or a plumber or this or that, do it. No plan B.
Yeah. Final question. It's kind of like a two-part question, but it goes hand in hand. Where can fans follow you on social media and where can people hear or stream your music?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, because YouTube now you can post on there, although I don't do it a lot. Facebook is my number one.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to catch up on where I'm playing, what's going on in the personal life with the stuff I do share on there, or just, you know, everyday stuff,
mm-hmm.
Facebook all day. If you want to go listen to songs, you've got Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, pretty much if you can name it, it's on there. Pandora, Amazon Music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's pretty much anywhere you can stream music, you can find my songs.
Well, Justin Judge, I appreciate your time today, and we'll do it again real soon, and I'll definitely get back out and see a couple more shows of yours. We had a great time, the couple that we went to. I appreciate you coming on and just giving you a behind-the-scenes look at who Justin Judge is and what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share my story and my successes and failures and the insights of what goes on over here.
You've been listening to Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck 92.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Justin Judge, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck 92.com.
I saw your blue eyes looking at me. Probably didn't think that I was here. But darling, you were wrong. Came up just to give me your number. I couldn't help but wonder what was going on. Girls like you don't sing sad songs. Girls like you don't come here. across this dance floor while the music plays soft and low as we danced under the lights. So come on, baby, let me fall into your smile. The world drift away for a while. We were falling in love. Yeah, I get to fall in love in the middle of a song.
That's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where country legends live, Buck 92.3.